In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I suppose it was because in the back of my mind, I was already thinking about this sermon that a headline in last Sunday's Baltimore Sun caught my eye. The gospel from John last week focused on doubting Thomas and his encounter with the resurrected Christ. And then today, the gospel from Luke is likewise focused on the disciples' disbelief as Jesus appears to them. A double dose of the intersection between doubt and faith. Frankly, it's unusual for our lectionary to schedule back-to-back sequencing of the same story as told by two different gospelers. So perhaps that is the reason the headline in the newspaper popped out. Americans are losing faith in everything. Americans are losing faith in everything. I was curious to see if the writer's perspective about loss of faith in everything in today's world had any correlation or relevance with the disciples' loss of faith 2,000 years ago. The author of the Sun commentary is Andrew Yarrow, a senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute. He begins as follows. It is not surprising that at a time when it is hard to trust Facebook, the president, and Congress, that truths we once found self-evident have given way to disbelief. Many Americans have discarded once taken for granted beliefs in democracy, science, God, hard work, reputable information, patriotism, marriage, and good manners. Some of these currents cross class, age, and party lines. Let's be clear, he says, this is not disagreement, as in you are wrong and I am right, and we can debate the issue. It is rather disbelief, as in it is not true, and therefore there is no reason to even talk about it. Disagreement, which at least gives room for conversation, versus disbelief, which avoids conversation. He goes on to say, although today's age of disbelief is not unique to the United States, it is particularly troubling in a nation long characterized by its optimism, belief in reason, and faith in institutions. Mr. Yarrow offers detailed data to support his premise that we are in an age of disbelief. For example, in reference to God and faith, he cites a Gallup poll that shows that the number of people who claim to be atheists has soared from 10% in 2011 to 21% in 2016, an alarming doubling in only a little over a decade. The proportion of non-believers is three times as high among younger adults than those 50 and older, and more than twice as high among men than women. Overall, I found his article to be disturbing as it relates to how pervasive disbelief is in our culture And yet the truth-telling by Mr. Yarrow is also intriguing and thought-provoking. And if you would like a copy of the article, email me and I'll send it along. I find it fascinating that today Luke uses that same word, disbelief, in his gospel as he describes the reaction of the disciples to the post-resurrection appearance of Jesus. They were disbelieving, he says, but he adds another word along with that. The disciples were disbelieving and still wondering. The disciples were disbelieving and still wondering. Such an unlikely pairing of co-occurring emotions. And yet that is what led the disciples to a place of belief. Doubt leading to wonder, leading to belief. Now, it's not unusual for people of faith to be very reluctant to express their doubt. Not only do some denominations shun the topic, some clergy will not engage in such conversations. I am delighted to remind you that David, Christina, and I welcome such dialogue. One of my favorite books on this subject is written by Rabbi David Wolf, called Why Faith Matters. He proposes that we view religious doubt not flavored with fear or distrust, but rather allow doubt to be rooted in an assumption of mystery and wonder. Note that he uses that word wonder, just as it appears in the gospel. The rabbi asked two questions to help shape his opinion. The first is, do you believe only that which is tangible is real? Do you believe only that which is tangible is real? Might there be such a thing as intangible reality, an invisible order, an order that cannot be measured but can definitely be experienced, such as the feeling you have at the birth of a child or grandchild, or a response to an event in nature, or an emotional reaction to a piece of art or music? To accept the existence of this intangible reality becomes an act of wonder and subsequently an act of faith. To put it another way, Richard Seltzer wrote that the surgeon can know all the parts of the brain, but he does not know the patient's dreams. The second question Rabbi Wolf asks is, do you believe that there is a mystery at the heart of the universe, an unknown that we will never be able to understand, not because of lack of effort, but because the essence of mystery is that it cannot be understood? Mystery, as used here, is not a puzzle to be solved or an act of illusion or magic. Rather, it is mystery that is beyond the capacity of the human intellect. To welcome this kind of mystery leads to wonder. And theologian Heschel says, ultimately, religion is what we do with our wonder. Ultimately, religion is what we do with our wonder. And so we return to Luke's gospel, whose message is that through disbelief and wonder, the disciples were offered and received the gift of faith. But they needed both. Without the wonder, their disbelief would have paralyzed their journey of faith. What we may conclude, therefore, from Mr. Yarrow's commentary is that sadly it is not the doubt and disbelief that is most alarming about our current culture. Rather, it is the lack of mystery and wonder that is more frightening. We seem to have lost our genuine sense of curiosity. That is why in this time, in this place at Redeemer, it is crucial that this community provide opportunities for conversations and dialogue. Rabbi Wolf concludes, religion begins in wonder, flourishes in relationship, and is realized through living with an awareness of holiness. Mr. Yarrow concludes, we must combat the growing power of negative thinking. It is time for Americans to stand up for essential, foundational beliefs in democracy, civility, courtesy, science, reason, the work ethic, and faith. These are the beliefs that have held American democracy and society together. It causes me to wonder how we might be a part of that. Amen.